I prove my integrity through my silence. I prove my integrity through my silence. The only thing that is important to me in my life is to be silent, is to listen within. I first learned to listen within, and as I learned to listen within, I begin to know who I really am. I prove my integrity through my silence. It's not through much talking, much sharing, much talking and sharing and telling other people what I believe and what I do, but it's living it. It's living it every moment of my life. Every moment of my life, I prove my integrity through my silence. I first learn to listen within. And as I learn to listen within, because truly I haven't learned that very well, nor have most of us, we haven't learned to listen within. We haven't learned to understand who our divine is. We haven't learned to understand this is the source of all wisdom. This is the source of all knowledge. This is the source of all that there ever will be. And I first learn to listen within, and then listening within, I find that source. I know that source, and that source is me. That source is my life. That source is all that I do and all that I am. I first learn to listen within by listening within. I pay attention to it in my meditation. I just think about what I'm thinking about within, and I'm thinking about good things. I'm thinking about lovely things. I'm thinking about wonderful things, positive things. I'm thinking about everything that is good and beautiful and fantastic. And the more I think about it, the more I listen within, I'm learning to really be aware that that is my reality. What I hear from within me is my reality. I first learn to listen within by quietness and peace. It's not a matter of whether I'm sitting down or standing up or walking or doing anything in particular. I just learn to listen within. And as I learn to listen within, I learn to find that all of the goodness, all of the wonder, and all of the magic of the world is mine. All that is mine. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to have all in the universe be mine. And it's mine by my thought. It's mine by my attitude about myself. It's mine by who I think I am. I first learn to listen within, and I hear wonderful things. The great inventors, the great entrepreneurs, the great people of this world have all been ones who listened within. And they followed what they heard from within themselves, not from other people, not from the world around them, not from the outer, but from the inner. And I follow what I hear in me. I follow what I hear in me. Listening within is wonderful, but then to follow it. I'm divinely guided by all that is within me. I listen to all that is within me. I know all that is within me, and I am a happy person. I am a joyful person. I am a fulfilled person. And all is in divine order, and I am fantastic. I feel just wonderful. I feel just magnificent because I follow what I hear in me. And you know, that's kind of fun, too. We hear the story of Einstein having a dream, and in the dream, writing down this equation of relativity, and he wasn't sure what it meant. But he wrote it down, and then he thought about it after he was again fully conscious. And in a short time, because it fit all the patterns of his thinking, he knew exactly what it meant. And he followed what he heard in him. And that following has been a beautiful experience for all our scientific minds throughout the years since he first came up with it way back in 1927. How wonderful. And just a young man that he was at the time. We don't have to be old. We don't have to be aged and crutchety when we come up with these beautiful ideas. All we do is listen within. We listen to the divine within. We listen to the joy and the peace and the harmony. We listen to the magic of all of life that is within us. And then we follow it. I follow what I hear in me. Because as I follow what I hear in me, it is beyond anything I could have tried to bring forth in my mind. It just is so mind-boggling that it is exciting. And it doesn't scare me away. It doesn't scare me away because it is so unique and it is so unexpected and it is so much fun. But that's what it's all about, because I think about what I hear. The voices within me are not voices like I hear in the outer. They're a knowingness, an awareness. They're an understanding that says to me, yes, that's what it's all about. Yes, that's how it works. Yes, it's a wonderful thing. And this feeling within me is not an intellectual spoken thing like I'm aware of in my outer world, but it is so much broader. It covers the spectrum of all life. It's as though in one evening you can see a whole movie going through your mind while you have a dream. And they say that before you die, you have your whole life flash before you, because it's all right there. It's all right within you. And so I follow what I hear in me, and I think about what I hear in me. I listen to what I hear in me, and I don't try to judge it. I don't try to understand it. I just listen and follow it, and I let it be whoever I am. And it is a wonderful, joyous experience for all of life, because I just let it be, and I let it be everything that I am. I think about what I hear, and I know it's wonderful. I know it for myself alone. I know for myself alone. This is all that I know these things for. I don't know it to go out and prattle it around and tell everybody in the world about it. I know it just because it's me. It's what I am. It's what I do. I know it from myself alone, from that divine inner self, and I know it, and I live it, and I experience it. And at that time, it is so wonderful and so beautiful and so fantastic that I just let it shine out who I am within. I don't think that I'm too intelligent or too stupid. I don't think that I'm better than anybody else. I just think that I have tuned in to my divine self, and I let my divine self shine out of me in all that I do. I let it shine out who I am from within, and I am an unconditionally loving person. I am a fulfilled person. I am a person that is having the time of my life, doing all of the things that are good and beautiful and wonderful. I prove my integrity through my silence. And as I walk silently through my world, I am experiencing all of it. For in my mind, I can be everywhere and everything and every what. It doesn't matter. Because in my mind, I am that, and I am having a glorious, wonderful time being that. I prove my integrity through my silence. I prove my integrity through my silence. It is so beautiful. It is so wonderful. I let go and let the divine in me reveal itself through me. I get my bloated nothingness out of the way of my divine circuits. And that humanness that says it's got to do it this way or that way, the divine circuits come up and say, hey, here's a way of thinking about it that's even more exciting than anything you've thought before. It's more exciting than anything you ever dreamed about. And it is you that is doing it. So I prove my integrity through my silence. And the world looks at me and says, another guy. I look at me and I say, I am divine. I am the allness. I am the peace. I am the goodness of the universe. and so are you. I love you. I love you. I love you.